our third guest today. Boy, we have certainly been well-fed today. Our third guest today is Dr. Betty Martini, and she's going to share with us. She always shares something fabulous with us, but she is going to share with us exactly how aspartame is made and a few other things. Dr. Betty, are you there?
Yes, I am, Deanna.
Oh, great bless to be back your with heart. You. Oh, it's so nice to talk with you. You send out a lot of information every day. It seems like every day. And some of the things you send out are just, well, most of it is just overwhelming. And you are just such a workaholic. You are a workaholic. I know you are. Because you are so busy. You compile all of this stuff, and it's just absolutely incredible. And so... just recently, I think it was the 31st, you sent out an email, how aspartame is made. And I read that and I thought, oh my goodness, this is horrible.
Well, actually, I know, Deanna, and actually we've known this, you know, for many years. And some years back, I was talking to Marilyn Wolf of The Independent in England, and I said, you are so against genetic engineering, why don't you give us a hand, because aspartame is genetically engineered. And she says, we will do it if you can prove it. I had seen it on the Mawan website, and they figured nobody would know what genetic engineering was, but there was the formula. So when I exposed it, they took it down. So, but I had already printed it out, and I faxed it to The Independent. And they not only made good of their word, but they put it on the front page of The Independent above one of the royal weddings over there. And so it was read by everybody in England. And that's the first way we got out the news. Now, this is straight from the patent, and as a writer said, you know, this is scientific gobbledygook. But the thing of it is that he explains it. He said the above is actually stating is that genetically modified E. coli bacteria are cultivated in large tanks that are designed to make them thrive. And the well-fed E. coli cultures defecate the proteins that contain the aspartic acid and phenylalanine amino acid segment needed to make aspartame. And what he said after that is not really radio producible, but I'll say it this way. He says in really plain English, aspartame is made from the defecation of genetically modified E. coli bacteria. Then he said, still fancy that Diet Coke. But, you know, they've said all kinds of things over the years. But it was said the best when I was talking to someone at the NutraSweet factory in Augusta, Georgia. And he called because he was very ill on it. And he said, so were everybody that was working with it. And this was like 20 years ago, and I asked him, I said, you're making this stuff. What is it? He said, I don't know. He said, it's all we have here is toxic waste. And so that sort of explains what aspartame is, that if you really researched it or read it from the patent and someone told you what you were consuming, you would never consume this. And there is some good news. I'm sure I sent you an article I wrote that made the cover of Freedom Health News on testifying for the Carcinogen Identification Committee in California, and they're thinking of classifying it as a carcinogen, which of course it is. And the thing of it is, everything's a matter of public record. No matter, this has been going on, you know, 50 years. And every day, just like you say, you know, when I put out some of these reports that come in, never a day goes by that it's not exposed by new studies and articles by scientists or researchers. They all know that it is a chemical poison. And the reason it's so hard to get people off of it is it's so terribly addictive. The methanol is classified as a narcotic, and it causes chronic methanol poisoning. This affects the dopamine system of the brain and causes the addiction. And it completely causes, in some cases, personality changes. Like Lane Shore, who is Mission Possible Chicago, who you've talked to, his wife, if you ask her how she is, she says she's wonderful. She uses it, but she's now lost both of her legs, and she's had like 60 operations. And Lane says, she's not the woman I married, the personality. It's not her. So it's like all the doctors have said, it's a psycho drug. These people end up in mental hospitals, and all they are victims of aspartame, because aspartame interacts with all antidepressants. So they're in this mental hospital being given, you know, psychiatric drugs, and which of course interact, and there they are drinking a Diet Coke. So this wow. is the problem is massive, and nobody's ever said it better than Dr. James Bowen, you know, who says this is mass poisoning, you know, of America and almost 100 right. countries of the world. Yeah.
Yes.
So
right.
And
this is
even
just amazing.
If you go back and look,
go ahead.
If you go back and look at the studies, you know, it's interesting that when someone goes to get something approved, they use pivotal studies, meaning the very best they have. And this writer was mentioning that Dr. Harold Wasserman conducted safety test on infant monkeys, and there were 7 monkeys, 52-week oral toxicity study, that were being fed aspartame. One dad and 5 others had grand mal seizures, and that study was used to approve aspartame. Right there in the records, if anybody bothered to look, you see. And also, I think one of the most heinous crimes they've committed is the fact they sealed the teratology studies that showed neural tube defects, cleft palate, you know, spina bifida, all these horrible birth defects, and there's no pregnancy warning. So pregnant women are, you know, eating yogurt with aspartame, and you know, they have autistic children, and now MIT says by 2025, 1 out of 2 babies born will be autistic. And Dr. Bill Deagle said by this time, that's already happening. And that's what is so terribly tragic. MIT thinks it's Roundup, and Roundup is a horrible, horrible drug that's just been labeled as a carcinogen that they're working on now. But, you know, and it could cause birth defects, but aspartame, we know, causes birth defects and how it destroys the baby's brain. And that's why Dr. John Olney tried to prevent approval of it and wrote a 49-page report that he delivered to the FDA Board of Inquiry, and he said birth defects are a given. And Dr. Woodrow Mani's book, which is While Science Sleeps, a Sweetener Kills, goes on about the horrible birth defects and the fact that G.D. Searle made a deal with the FDA to seal those teratology studies so nobody would ever know. And they, you know, all of a sudden you see these epidemics and all these birth defects. You see news articles, like in one case they said there are not going to be enough caregivers when these autistic children get out of school to take care of them, because it is so epidemic. And all they'd have to do is take it off the market, and not, you know, the FDA has sold out, but that doesn't mean there aren't some good people there that wish they could do something. So there were 9 scientists who wrote Dr. Obama in 2009 and says, look, we're broken. We can't do anything. In other words, Big Pharma has taken them, has taken over. And in this same magazine, Health Freedom News, that's the National Health Federation, Scott Tipps, who is the president, wrote one of the best articles, and you can get a copy of the magazine or subscribe. It says, kick the FDA, kick Big Pharma, rather, out of the FDA, and just gives a long report on everything that's going on. And it's, and you know what happened to me, you know, and the genetically engineered, for instance, gastrointestinal drugs, they gave me some in the hospital, had aspartame in it, and of course, damages to mitochondria and interacts, and I stopped breathing three times. Didn't know they were giving it. The doctors apologized.
What was it that they gave you? Exactly.
One of them was Reglan, and if you remember, Zofran is a drug used for nausea, and so when it came out, they started giving it to pregnant women because they get nauseous, and the pregnant women, you know, had babies with birth defects because when you go to a pharmacy with a prescription because of insurance companies, they don't normally give you the brand, which was okay, but they gave the generic version of it, which had aspartame in it, and it's not needed. You know, you put something in your mouth and swallow it. Why do you need a sweetener if they're not doing it on purpose?
Sure.
So,
And of course, they're putting it in all kinds of other things. A note in the chat room said that they even put it in vitamin C capsules. And, well, I mean, they put it in all kinds of things.
Thing of it is, most people don't ever look at the labels. But, for instance, my husband walked in the other night with a handful of chocolates and a big smile on his face. And, of course, as romantic as I'd like to be, I'd looked at the label, and it had vanillin in the chocolate. And usually vanillin is made with aspartame. And they've approved Advantame, which is another aspartame product. And half of it is aspartame, and the other half is vanillin. And the vanillin is usually made with aspartame. So this new one on the market could be worse than aspartame. If there's anything on the earth any worse than that, I know Dr. Deagle said that that aspartame was more dangerous than depleted uranium, you know, because it's in so many things and you're constantly being poisoned. And I haven't been able to, just from those pills, get over it. I've been back and forth in the hospital with gastroparesis, which is what aspartame causes. And now I understand Dr. Roberts' words. For years, you know, he wrote the aspartame disease and ignored epidemic. And he used to say that he says it's outrageous that that aspartame causes gastrointestinal problems. You go to the doctor, they put you on drugs to treat that problem, and from aspartame, and they put aspartame in them. I didn't realize he meant every single gastrointestinal drug on the market, because I got after this doctor in the emergency room, and he said, wait a minute, let me take a look here. And then he came back and he said, do you know that every single gastrointestinal drug that's generic has aspartame in it? And he says, we need to send you to a surgeon because we can't help you, and we did not know. In other words, when you tie the hands of physicians, then you know what you're doing to the public, because they don't know. And I've given out so many articles and things to the hospital and I've been back so many times that, you know, I see the difference in the people having giving out these reprints. One woman said, I saw you a couple of years ago, and you told me about infertility, and she said, I didn't think I'd ever see you again. She was a nurse in the emergency room, and she said, guess what? I got off, and I'm pregnant. And she said, my mother thought she'd never have grandchildren because she was told she was infertile. People have no idea, neither do doctors, that it's an endocrine disrupting agent that stimulates prolactin and changes the menses and causes infertility. So You know, sometimes they'll get off of it and get pregnant, and many times without even knowing it that they were pregnant, it's an abortifacient. And if they carry the baby and get back on it, it's a teratogen and causes birth defects and mental retardation. So it is everywhere you look at it. I don't know of anything on planet Earth that's as deadly as aspartame. For the same reason that Dr. Deagle said. Even Advantame, is it going to be labeled or not? You look at articles coming in like now they're putting Neotame in pork. So what happens if you have pork chops and you're chemically hypersensitive like I am and you don't know it? You don't cook pork chops and have no idea there's an aspartame product in it.
Wow.
So that's what we're dealing on.
Is there any connection to a burst appendix and aspartame use?
Birth what?
That's a burst appendix. It's a question from the chat room.
We don't know. Because the problem is that once you use it, you know, other things happen that maybe shouldn't have. As it turns out, Dr. Bowen, who has Lou Gehrig's aspartame, he actually wrote out a 44-page report that I haven't typed up yet. It's kind of hard to read his handwriting. But I was reading the report, and it says you might take something, you know, that's not as bad, like saccharin. But because you've got aspartame in it, then you have problems from something else. And so I think Richard Wilson said it better than anybody. He's the husband of Joyce Wilson, who died from aspartame. But he said it just devastates every organ in the body because you're actually being poisoned. So whereas we have the medical text, you won't see anything in there about the appendix. But, you know, it's just like with what I have from a gastroparesis, and you can't digest your food. One thing causes another. So I don't know of any report.
You can't digest your food from taking aspartame?
Right. That's what they call gastroparesis. And, you know, I've been to the hospital vomiting blood and all this, and that's in the medical text, and that's Dr. Mercola wrote about that, aspartame and gastroparesis. And, of course, they wanted to give me gastrointestinal drugs to try to help, and it had aspartame in that. So you take something, gastrointestinal drug like Pepcid. It's a little white pill. You put it in your mouth. It's tiny, and you swallow it. Why did they make the generic version something that melts in your mouth instead of the pill it is, so they could put aspartame in it? And now the Supreme Court, I mean, the aspartame industry doesn't leave anything open to cause any problem. Now the Supreme Court has said that nobody can sue on generic drugs. So
that's right.
That just shows you that they knew what they were doing when they put it in there. And so they figured that people would know and sue them, and so they got to the Supreme Court. You know, just hopefully Trump's up there making changes. Maybe he can make changes in the Supreme Court. But
All righty, we're going to a real quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Dr. Betty Martini, and her website is Mission Possible World Health International. That's MPWHI.com. Please visit. There are so many, many resources on that website. We do have a caller, so let's take David in San Francisco. David, welcome.
Hello, David, and where?
San Francisco?
No, this is Andy in Texas.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, Andy in Texas. Hi.
All right. Hey, oh, hi. How are you guys doing tonight? How are you ladies doing tonight?
Thank you.
How are you doing? Just great.
Well, I wanted to ask the doctor if she can confirm something for me. My understanding was that aspartame was developed by Monsanto when Donald Rumsfeld actually worked for him and stuff. And also my understanding was is that aspartame comes from the fecal matter of bacteria. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, she did.
Well, actually, yes, that's what this particular show is about. There was an article, The Toxic Truth About Diet Coke, and this was actually from Malta, and they just took the patent on aspartame, and it tells you that. And as I said earlier, his point was this is scientific gobbledygook, but he said it's genetically modified E. coli bacteria that are cultivated in large tanks to make them thrive. And then he says this well-fed E. coli cultures defecate the proteins that contain the aspartic acid, phenylalanine, amino acid segment needed to make aspartame. Or he said in plain English, it's the defecation of genetically modified E. coli bacteria. And we have put that out for years. And some of the answers from the company At one time, somebody said, oh, this is made from corn. It's just literally toxic waste. But the original manufacturer was not Monsanto. It was G.D. Searle. And their studies were so bad that the FDA tried to have them indicted for fraud. And but both U.S. prosecutors hired on to the defense people of the manufacturer, and the statute of limitations expired. So they set up the board of inquiry of the FDA, and they revoked the petition for aspartame, but they had 30 days to for anybody to answer it. And what happened was the G.D. Searle filed suit, and they hired Don Rumsfeld to get it on the market. And so the President Reagan had just, Rumsfeld was on their transition team, and someone on that team called the FDA commissioner, Goyen, who was going to sign it into law, and fired him. And, I mean, I directly talked to his wife, who said it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. We have her affidavit, and Reagan knew it would take 30 days to get a new FDA commissioner, so he wrote an executive order so that the FDA would have no power to sign it in the petition, revoke petition into law. And then G.D. Searle was sold to Monsanto, and at that time, according to the records, Rumsfeld was given $12 million, and that's how it got on the market. It was never proven safe, and the Board of Inquiry reports on my website, and you can read it. It's 50 pages that says that it caused brain tumors. The molecule breaks down to what is called diketocyprazine, or a brain tumor agent, and caused brain tumors in original studies. And the reason they were trying to indict them, you can't take a poison and make it, show safety. So as the rats develop brain tumors, they would excise them, put the rats back in the study, and when they died, they'd resurrect them on paper. And there were cancers. And back then, the FDA, it wasn't like the new FDA that'll do anything. You know, they really wanted to prevent approval, and they did everything humanly possible to keep it off the market. And once, that it had gotten approved, it was rubber stamped around the world. I don't know of any country that I know of personally that did studies. And when I was lecturing in New Zealand, I talked to food standards, and everything they were telling me was wrong. But I had the papers and the documents, and they admitted, I guess we didn't get the right information. I said, did you ever do a study on aspartame? He said, no, that we accepted the FDA, so they rubber-stamped it around the world. And the way it got approved in England was through a man by the name of Paul Turner, and nobody knew about it, and Parliament had a big blowout about it, but they did not rescind the product. And we have the article from The Guardian. So it was a business deal, or it was a rubber stamp.
Well, hey, one more question, if I can.
We're going to a real quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party
property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of...
And our guest is Dr. Betty Martini. Her website is mpwhi.com, which stands for Mission Possible World Health International. And we had Andy. Andy, did you have some other questions?
Yeah, I had one more question for the doctor. What, if anything, do you know about Pepsi using fetal material from aborted babies to enhance the flavor of their drink?
It's Cinemax that Pepsi uses, and it's sort of akin to MSG. It's flavoring agent, and that's what the patent says. Now, you can go to my website, mpwhi.com, and you can put in Cinemax or just Google it on my website, and there's an article written by Robert Cohen about it, and it gives the names of the companies, like Heinz uses Cinemax. So if I eat in a restaurant, you know, and you're eating something that requires ketchup, I never use Heinz. So the companies, I mean, Coke and Pepsi both use it, and the patent explains it completely. So you can read Robert Cohen's report, and he goes into detail right off my website. But Pepsi and Coke, you have to understand that in the beginning, they wrote a 33-page protest to the FDA about putting aspartame
in carbonated beverages, and even gave the adulteration law, and then turned around, and after someone got to them and lobbied for NutraSweet, so they knew from the beginning that it broke down, and they knew about the adulteration and that it wasn't stable, and objected to it. And when I was in Sacramento talking to the carcinogen group, there was a Dr. Adamson there, and that's probably Dr. Richard Adamson of American Beverage. And I wrote him a letter about it, and I said, no studies have ever been done since then, and you protested. They were then the National Soft Drink Association. So if you have any excuse for this, write me, and if I don't hear from you, you know, I know. So he never answered my letter. And it was interesting that after his 5 minutes, as he was walking out, he says, remember the Delaney Amendment? Well, the Delaney Amendment says you can't put anything in food or drugs that you know will cause cancer. And Dr. Adrian Gross told the Senate on August the 1st, 1985, that aspartame violated the Delaney Amendment because, beyond a shadow of a doubt, it caused brain tumors and brain cancer. And he said, how can you set an allowable daily intake? And if the FDA violates its own law, who's left to protect the public? But that's, you know, when Arthur Hull Hayes took over, and he was a friend of Rumsfeld from the Defense Department, you know, he overruled that board of inquiry. So the FDA would never have ever approved it because it's so poisonous.
Well, one more question regarding these drinks that we're drinking, and then a real quick question that you already covered. I didn't get the name down. I didn't have a pin in my hand. But the question is what do you make of all this high fructose corn syrup that they use almost entirely in all these drinks that are not diet drinks? And I understand it contains mercury. How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel so strongly about it that I sent to Coca-Cola, because I'm their nemesis, and exposed them, a gallon of something made by, just like sugar, which is made from organic food and not chemicals, that would replace that and at the same price. In other words, to have something healthy that's organic food and would not cause any reaction and still give flavor, they turned it down, and they even sent my letter back and said that it didn't come through their company. They weren't going to use it. So Coca-Cola had the chance for not even paying a higher amount for something saved, and they turned it down.
Wow. Well, and Coca-Cola is quite a distributor, too. I mean, they distributed a lot more things than Coca-Cola.
Yes, and we just boycott them all, you know, because they knew the gun was loaded from the very beginning.
The final question I have for you is, real quick, you already said his name. The actual creator of aspartame was who? It wasn't Monsanto. It was who?
G.D. Searle.
G.D. Searle?
Went back and looked at the G.D. Searle, S-E-A-R-L-E, and sometimes I think they would lie when the truth would do, but it wasn't even at G.D. Searle. It was at another company, and I have all the records, and G.D. Searle bought that company, and the reason that I knew that is because someone who was there in the laboratory, who was very upset at him, because when G.D. Searle bought that company, they wouldn't give him his pension. And he told me all about it. He said the story is that he licked his finger, and that was Slater. And he said, I was there. He didn't lick his finger. He was smoking a cigarette, which you're not supposed to do in the lab, and got his on his cigarette. But the best article you can read about that is Nutripoison, and you can either Google it or get it off my website, which tells, you know, about this product actually being in existence, that it was listed with the Pentagon in an inventory of prospective biochemical warfare weapons submitted to Congress. And he wrote how Operation Paperclip, that the scientists came over from Germany, it's a very, very well-written article with, you know, with references that goes into it. And the ecologist in England, this was in 2005, that's all you have to do is put ecologist aspartame 2005, leads off with the words, once upon a time, aspartame was a biochemical warfare weapon. And that's why you can't make it safe. It's a poison.
Right.
And in the end, all the facts come out.
Okay, Andy, thank you for your phone call.
Thank you, ma'am.
All righty. Let's take Bob in California. Bob, are you there?
Bob from Colorado, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm gonna run this by you real quick because I don't want to hang on the phone waiting for answers. I'll listen to it afterwards. But 3 days ago, I got an attack, exactly what you're talking about, and it got so bad, I drove myself to the hospital the other night at 1:30 in the morning, day before yesterday, and they went ahead and did all my vitals. Everything was fine. Chest x-rays, blood work, you name it, they did it. And then they gave me, for nausea, they gave me promethazine and then told me to go home. There's nothing they could do because it was a stomach virus. It was viral gastroenteritis. So this morning, I woke up this morning and just the sweat is pouring off me. I'm wrapped up in four layers of clothes and a blanket with a ski jacket. It's 74 degrees in my home. And I called my doctor, and he called in a prescription, and I got home 10 minutes before your show started. So this is like blowing my mind because you start talking about this. So I went to Walmart 10 minutes before the show starts. I took my Nexium, the Zantac, and the Zofran that he said to start taking three times a day. And I just started it an hour ago, and you're telling me all this stuff, and I'm like freaking out now. I don't know what to do. What do I drink? What do I eat? I don't know what to do. The hospital tells me there's nothing they can do. The doctor tells me to take all the crap you're telling me is going to destroy me. So is there anything natural? I mean,
water.
I'll listen to you offline, is there anything that you can recommend,
like
water, juice, something? I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes. Well,
okay,
first
Bob.
Of all, just like sugar, you know, the reason they went into this business is I told them we had a problem, and it's just like what this man is saying. They get off of aspartame, and they may go to Splenda, you know, which is chlorinated sugar, and as Dr. Bowen says, that they'll maintain the reactions of aspartame and pick up those from Splenda. And I said they keep wanting a sweetener, and a sulfine potassium caused cancer and leukemia in original studies, and they all violated the Delaney Amendment, including sucralose. And I said there is nothing out there. These people are wondering, what do I use? And so they made, he says, I can make something for you. And, you know, and I'm not in that business. I mean, they just said, we'll do it to help. And so they made, just like sugar, and they are making drinks for the schools so that they won't be, the kids won't be using these diet drinks, because today children are medicated instead of educated. And it's so much of this is coming from aspartame. And I can understand anybody. I was going to tell him before he got off the line that he should get on the website and get print out the aspartame resource guide, because I had Dr. Russell Blaylock write what the victim could do. And it's called What to Do If You've Used Aspartame by Russell Blaylock, MD. And he's a neurosurgeon and world-renowned, and he wrote Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. And he tells you what to use and what to avoid and what to detox by, and it's all there. In other words, I've gotten the doctors to write the reports that when the questions come up, you know, with the victims, that there'll be articles by prominent physicians with credentials that they can take to their physician. So, you know, nobody is safe. I've been doing this 26 years, and I was in the process of educating the doctors in the hospital, and none of them would use it. They were bringing in more doctors for me to talk to. They had no idea when they prescribed something that the generic version would have aspartame in it and do all these terrible things it did to me. But you're tying the hands of physicians. And the FDA said they're broken in 2009. They're not going to help you. They called me. And I said, people are sick and dying all over the world. I lecture. And he says, so what? We need to depopulate. But that out of the mouth of an agent by the name of Delaney that called late one night. So there's nobody to help people, and that's why I created Mission Possible World Health International as a global volunteer force so we could set up chapters throughout the world. We're in 44 countries, so the facts are all there so they can be translated into other languages and they can educate the public. And that's the only thing we've been able to do because of the power of industry. You know, so I really understand how he feels. And he mentioned promethazine, which is okay. That's a product for nausea that doesn't have aspartame in it. The generic on Zofran does. And I would have told him, I think he was kind of upset, that you can get on my website under drug interference, because I get so upset with these people that I actually typed in the entire chapter from Dr. Roberts' medical text on aspartame and drug interaction. And that way they can print it out, take it to their physician, and say, you know, this is a world expert on aspartame saying that it interacts. And they have to know that before they ever take a prescription, to ask the pharmacist if it has aspartame in it.
Right.
So,
and you have a list that has all of those prescriptions that have aspartame.
Yes, and it gives the mechanism by which it causes the interaction. It damages the mitochondria, which is the powerhouse of the cell.
Right.
So otherwise, that's why I've been doing this, is because how do you fight these people except for the volunteer force, where people are just trying to help other people? Nobody could afford to, you know, to fight these monsters who've created what Dr. Bowen calls this mass poisoning, because that's exactly
right.
What it is.
And they are monsters. Well, let's take Tom in Utah. Tom, are you there?
Hello. Okay. Betty, I don't know if you have a good memory that goes back about 20 years, but you and I met, and I can't even remember which city we met in, whether it was D.C., Los Angeles, Sacramento, I don't know. But
okay.
Anyway, Deanna had me on the air a couple of weeks back, and I was pressing, she got me off track of what I was on there for initially, and that's, you know, poisoning people in another way. But I, when I heard you talking about all this, I said, I'm going to say to Deanna, do you know why I press people to go totally vegan or totally natural? It's hard for them to put aspartame in a carrot or a potato.
Hmm. Well, you certainly got a good point.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
By the way, another source of aspartame or aspartic acid is slaughterhouse waste, or the blood that is extracted out of all the animals that are slaughtered, and they refine that as part of the supply for aspartic acid.
I'd like to have that in writing if you've got a reference to it, because Dr. Madeline Price worked with Dr. John Oney, and she thought the aspartic acid was the worst, and it caused a hose in the, you know, the brains of mice, and it Spartacus,
right.
It also causes, you know, infertility. And she, as well as Dr. Olney, had done so many articles, so many studies on it, because aspartic acid is an excitotoxin. Everything in aspartame is poison. And if you go to an encyclopedia, it'll tell you that cancer can't live without phenylalanine. And this is like 50% of the molecule. It's not like 4% in meat or milk or something like that, but it's half of it. And so you've got the aspartic acid, and you've got the phenylalanine, and then you've got methanol, which converts to formaldehyde. You know,
formaldehyde.
Okay,
we're going to
a real quick break, folks. We will be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Our guest today for this last hour is Dr. Betty Martini. Her website is mpwhi.com. And we have one more caller, Ray, in Minnesota. Is Tom still on?
He asked to hold on, but I don't know that he's there. I wanted to give him
my... Can you hear me?
If he's listening.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Are
Tom's
still
here. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to give you my email address. So you can.
Well, Betty, I got to tell you, Betty, I was assaulted after I testified in Washington D.C. chemically, and I'm now blind. So I would wish to. What I wanted to do is have you contact me through the phone. And you can go to my website, poisoningthepoor.com. Did you get that, poisoningthepoor.com?
Well, I'm getting it now. Poisoning.
When you open it, poisoningthepoor.com.
I can give her your phone number. I'll email her your phone number to her.
Okay, and Tom, what's your last name?
Rogers.
Rogers,
Thomas,
okay.
Thomas Rogers. I was known at the time, well, I'm still known as the Vegan Cowboy, or the Vegan Cowboy Scientist. I helped prepare Howard Lyman to go on Oprah's show.
Well, let me and tell you what, there was a doctor that had multiple myeloma who wrote the book that, you know, they sued Oprah. We're saying she wasn't going to have another birth.
They tried to. Yeah, they didn't succeed because of my data.
Yeah, and this doctor wrote the book on prions and RBGH and whatnot. And he was someone who at the time was dying of cancer, and we gave him a formula. And he had like 2 weeks to live, and he said, when I met him, he said, I just want to live to win the Oprah Winfrey fight. And he wanted to live long enough to write that book. And he did, and lived for several years. But and now the FDA sent the forestry to where we got herbs that cured the cancer and had them destroy this man's acreage because of it. And he went somewhere else to get the herbs, and the FDA fined him $75,000, made him sign something that he would never tell anybody, and they then expunged it from the record. And one of the men from the forestry, it's a small town, he went to Earl, and he said, look, he said, I want to apologize what we did. He says, the FDA made us do it. They said that they couldn't have cancer cured. So that's how bad it is.
Well, a lot of us left the profession because we realized it went from mercy to mercenary. And I've been, you know, paying the price for going head-to-head with my fellows, but not so much my local, you know, not the doctors and nurses, but the controlling entity back in Washington, D.C. When I testified before HHS and before the Senate and the House and the White House, I was head-to-head with Obama twice. They didn't like that. And in fact, Orrin Hatch said, Tom, you're lucky you weren't found in Marcy Park.
Yes, indeed. Well, we have run out of time. Thank you, Tom, for calling. And Dr. Martini, you're just the greatest. And keep working. I just... love to you. It's just, I so appreciate you. You're just terrific.
Thank you, Diane.
All righty. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Talk to you next week.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.